Today's scripture reading comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10.
今日讀經文來自出埃及記第二章1到10節.
We will first hear the worship leaders, the public reading of God's word, first in English and then in Cantonese.
崇拜帶領的首先會用英文讀,之後再用廣東話讀.
Please listen carefully, for this is the holy, inspired, and inerrant word of God.
请仔细聆听,因为这个是神,圣默示的,是无错误的神的话语.
Exodus chapter 2. Now a man from the house of Levi went and took as his wife a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she took for him a basket made of bulrushes and daubed it with bitumen and pitch. She put the child in it and placed it among the reeds by the river bank. And his sister stood at a distance to know what would be done to him. Now the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river. While her young women walked beside the river, she saw the basket among the reeds and sent her servant woman, and she took it. When she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby was crying. She took pity on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call you a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." So the girl went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed him. When the child grew older, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, because she said, "I drew him out of the water."
出埃及記第二章 有個利未加的人娶了一個利未女子為妻，那女人懷孕生了一個兒子，見她俊美就藏了她3個月，後來不能再藏，就娶了一個蒲草箱，抹上石漆和石油， 将孩子放在里头，把箱子搁在河边的芦笛中。孩子的姐姐远远站着，要知道他究竟怎么样。法老的女儿来到河边洗澡，她的侍女在门在河边行走，看她看见箱子里的芦笛中，就打发一个婢女拿来。她打开箱子，看见那孩子，孩子哭了，她就可怜她，说， 这是希伯来人的一个孩子，孩子的姐姐对法老的女儿说，我去在希伯来妇人中叫一个奶妈来为你奶这孩子，可以不可以？法老的女儿说，可以。童女就去叫孩子的母亲来，法老的女儿对她说，你把这孩子抱去为我奶她，我必给你公价。妇人就抱了孩子去奶她，孩子渐长， 妇人把他带到法老的女儿那里，就作了他的儿子。他给他起名叫摩西，意思说，因我把他从水里拉出来。
The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever.
草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
We are grateful to have Reverend Thomas Mack join us today with this morning to expound, faithfully expound God's Word. Let us give our full attention to Pastor Mack with his message titled, "The Faith of a Mother."
大家早晨。
Good morning.
我们早晨。估不到一个这么热天，我们都来这里崇拜。
Even rainy days, we come here to worship God.
但其实呢，好天不好天都是神所祝福的。
But God bless us, even rainy day or sunny day.
神给太阳给雨水都是为了要祝福这个大地。
God gave us sunshine and rain to bless this, the earth.
Yeah, 所以我们每一天都应该来去敬拜祂，无论好天或者不好天。
So we should come worship Him, whether it's a rainy day or sunny day.
我们先一起来祈祷。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们多谢你。
Father, we thank you.
你是天地万物的神。
You are the God who created this world.
在万物当中，你掌管一切。
You have authority over everything.
为了要人去认识你。
For us to know you.
去敬拜你。
To worship you.
所以我今天来到这里去敬拜你的时候。
So we come, today we come to worship you.
求主给我们有一个仰望你的心。
Pray that you gave us a heart to look for you.
开我们的耳朵，能够聆听你的话语。
Open our eyes, open our ears, that we can listen to your word.
咁我哋祈祷系奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我哋啱啱行入嚟嗰阵时咧，我见到一个湖，系咪
？We just came. I just came across a lake.
喺个水中间咧，充满着好多嘅生机。
Teeming with life.
有鴨啊，有天鵝啊，或者各樣嘅飛鳥。
Dark swans and various birds.
喺水底之下有各種嘅魚喺度成長。
And fish teemed with life beneath.
你睇旁邊亦都好多個樹，有生咗好多綠葉出嚟。
Surrounding trees were bursting with green leaves.
但係喺水裡面咧，你都充滿咗好多危機。
But the water also holds many dangers.
我们所谓欺山莫欺水。
As the saying goes, don't underestimate the power of water.
我们人生也都经过很多的风浪。
Life is full of storms.
而且是充满着挣扎和充满着争战的一个旅程。
A journey fraught with struggle and battle.
这个争战是从创世纪第三章十五节开始。
The battle begins with Genesis chapter 3, verse 15.
神在那里，神应许给人堕落的人类有拯救。
When God promises salvation to the fallen humanity.
说女人的后裔要将魔鬼的头。
The offspring of the woman will crush the head of the devil.
你指出那个做母亲那个重要性。
Highlighting the importance of motherhood.
就去执。你睇成本真舊約聖經記載嘅時候
，So when we look into both Old and New Testaments，
魔鬼就去開始去想要毀滅呢個神嘅選民。
They report how the devil sought to destroy God's chosen people。
特別係嗰位同佢哋出嚟嘅女人嘅後裔耶穌
，Especially Jesus, the offspring of the woman。
但是神亦都用今日呢个经文呢位嘅女人母亲。
But God also used the woman, mother in today's scripture.
去执行呢个神救赎嘅计划。
To carry out His plan of redemption.
神亦都用每一个属神嘅父母亲去养育下一代。
God also uses every mother in His ministry to nurture the next generation.
去成为主嘅门徒。
And making them disciples of the Lord. But the mother in today's scripture is facing a test of faith. A test of her faith in God. So what happened here?
你講咗一個細路仔嘅出生啦。
It's the birth of a baby。
本來一個細路仔嘅出生對呢個家庭係一個好喜樂嘅事情。
Normally, the birth of a baby is a very joyful occasion for any family。
但我讀呢個出埃及記第一章同第二章呢段嘅時間。
However, during the previous the period of Exodus chapter 1 and 2.
Ai Cập cái pha lão hoàng, vì cái họ sợ ha, cái đi cái kỳ cư, thấy cái đi cái trong trong cái Israelite người cái cường thịnh hỉ lại.
So the Pharaoh of Egypt, fearing the growing power of the Israelites residing among them.
À, đó cái cường thịnh hỉ lại cái sự tôi uy hiếp đến cái đi cái Ai Cập người cái lợi ích cùng mà an toàn lắm.
They were, he worried that they would pose a threat to Egyptian interests and security. So he enslaved them to hard labor. And even committed genocide. First he ordered the midwives to kill newborn male infants. Male infants.
之後就話將所有新生嘅男嬰啊全部掉曬落去個尼羅河度。
And then he commanded all newborn male infants to be thrown into the Nile River.
今日呢個父母就面臨咗呢一個咁樣嘅困境。
So in today's passage, I describe this predicament faced by the parents.
如果佢遵從王嘅命令嘅時候，
If they obey the king's command,
佢哋呢個仔就將會面臨會死亡啦。
Their son would die.
但係如果佢哋唔遵從嘅時候，
But if they disobey,
佢做父母嘅生命都會受到危險，
Their lives would be in danger.
但係呢一個新生男嬰嘅神俾咗呢個男嬰有一個敬虔、有信心而且勇敢嘅母親。
But God gave this newborn baby a godly, faithful, and courageous mother.
他第二節講話，這個女人懷孕生了一個兒子，見他俊美，就嘗了他三個月。
In verse 2, the woman conceived and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was beautiful, she hid him for 3 months.
俊美即是說，他在神的眼中看來是俊美的。
The text states that he was beautiful in God's eyes.
即是说这个母亲知道这个孩子得到神的喜悦。
The mother knew that her child pleased God.
有神的同在。
And that God was with him.
希伯来书说他是因着信，不怕王的命令。
Hebrew says that she was not afraid of the king's command because of her faith.
他相信。 神在創世記那裡15章所應許過的他們的說話。
She believed that God, what God said in Genesis chapter 15.
神應許過他的祖先亞伯拉罕這樣說。
God promised Abraham and said that.
他說他的後裔會寄居在別人的地方，那個地方的人呢，又要苦待他們400年。
God said that Abraham's descendants would live as sojourners in a foreign land,
之后,
where they would be mistreated for 400 years.
之后，400年之后，神就要再带翻佢哋出嚟。
After 400 years, God would bring them out.
如果你有睇我哋睇创世记就嚟讲就嚟完嗰之前，
before the end of Genesis.
因为约瑟嘅缘故，
because of Jacob, Joseph, sorry, because of Joseph.
雅各他全家都搬了去埃及地去居住。
Jacob's whole family moved to Egypt.
在大饑荒的裡面得到保存生命。
And survived a great famine.
但經過很多年之後，
But after many years,
那個新的王，因為他不認識約瑟，
The new king did not know Joseph.
剛才看到他就苦待以色列人，
And mistreated the Israelites.
但於現在神預言那400年就差不多滿時候了。
Now the 400 years prophesied that God has been fulfilled.
約基別，這個做母親的，約基別，她相信神會拯救她的孩子。
So Jochebed, this mother, believed that God would save her child.
你都相信神會使用這個孩子去拯救在埃及地的以色列人。
And believe that God will use him to save the Israelites enslaved in Egypt.
但這個母親究竟怎樣實踐她的信心呢？
How did this mother put her faith into practice?
她先盡她所能，她隱藏了她的孩子摩西三個月。
First, she hid her child Moses for 3 months.
直到摩西佢個肺都發熱到一個地步。
Until Moses' lungs had developed to the point.
佢嘅喊聲再冇辦法去隱藏嘅時候。
Where his cries would no longer be concealed.
第三節佢講話，佢就取到一個用葡萄做嘅箱，然後咧除長石漆同埋石油，然後將孩子放在裏頭。
In verse 3, she took for him a basket made of bulrushes and daubed it with bitumen and pitch.
然後就將這個箱呢就搁在這個河邊的蘆荻的當中。
She put the child in it and placed it among the reeds by the riverbank.
但是用信心將這個孩子去交給神。
She placed this child in God's hands.The word basket is the same as the word for Noah's ark.
這個約基別這個做母親就是期望神會拯救他放在這個方舟裡面的孩子。
Jacob had hoped that God would save the child she placed in this basket ark.
正如神用這個方舟拯救了挪亞的一家一樣。
Just as God saved Noah's family with the ark.
但其實我知道咁單薄嘅箱並唔係一個好嘅辦法。
In reality, this flimsy basket was not a good solution.
而且呢個孩子之後會繼續缺水啊，或者肚餓啊咁嘅樣。
And the child would suffer from thirst and hunger.
但神點樣回應約基別呢個做母親嘅信心咧？
But how did God respond to Jacob's faith?
或者正確啲嘅嚟講，
or more precisely,
神個護理點樣保存咗摩西嘅性命咧？
How did God's providence preserve Moses' life?
其實喺我哋人仲未知道點應該點樣去面對發生喺我哋身上嘅困境嘅時候，
even before people knew how to cope with the suffering that befell them.At the time, we don't know how to cope with the suffering.
在西敏子在的长文答第十八条，他这样讲。
Larger Catechism.
十八节这样讲。
Chapter 18 states that.
佢話神咧就用佢至極嘅聖潔智慧同埋權能。
God in His supreme holiness, wisdom, and power.
佢保護佢一切所做嘅萬物。
Protected all that He had made.
管理佢哋一切所做嘅行動。
And ruled over all their actions.
就為咗神嘅榮耀。
For His glory.
即係話，所有發生喺我哋身上、生命中嘅每一件事
，everything that happened in our lives is not endless。
唔係話冇目的嘅，唔係話巧合嘅機遇。
It's not endless, not a coincidence。
乃係為咗物人，我哋人嘅好處。
But for the benefit of humanity。
更加係為咗神嘅榮耀。
And more importantly, for God's glory。
但係事情係咪真係有咁啱咧？得咁巧咧？
But is it really a coincidence?
就喺呢個時候做母親嘅，就將喺呢一個時候啊，喺呢個尼羅河呢一個地點嚟放低啊呢一個葡萄箱咧。
At this time, Jochebed, the mother, placed the papyrus basket that at this point on the Nile River.
咁啱就喺呢個時候，法老個女兒就嚟到呢度去洗澡咧。
And Pharaoh's daughter came to bathe.
而打開個箱嘅時候，有咁啱就聽到呢個細路仔喊，就可憐佢啦。
And coincidentally, open the basket and hear the baby crying.
而呢個約基別個女又啱啱又企喺度，又睇到呢件事。
And Jacob's daughter saw everything.
又建議伯老個女兒揾一個希伯來人嘅奶媽嚟。
And then they suggested to that.To Pharaoh's daughter, that to hire a Hebrew wet nurse.
喺呢度咧，我哋睇到。
Here we see that.
第一，佢法老王嘅女兒，佢竟然去違背佢父親嘅命令。
Pharaoh's daughter disobeyed his father's command.
佢保存呢一個孩子嘅性命。
Spare the child's life.
仲要話可以收養佢為佢個仔。
And adopted him.
第二，佢做母親呢個約基別。
Second, Jochebed, the mother.
本來佢係違背王嘅命令。
Initially disobeyed the king's command.
又以為我再唔會睇佢見翻佢個仔㗎啦。
And thought that she would never see her son again.
但係因著信。
But because of faith.
後來呢、這個好似死咗個仔，再一次嘅翻去到佢嘅身邊。
This seemingly dead son later returned to her.
雖然係暫時嘅。
Even though it's temporary.
這個仔摩西反而喺一個更好嘅地方去長大。
Her son Moses grew up in a better place.
能夠受到更好嘅教育。
Received a better education.
能夠更好嘅準備。
And was better prepared.
成為征服埃及同埋拯救以色列人嘅嗰個人。
To overthrow Egypt and save the Israelites.
我哋見到神行事。的方法往往是令出人意表。
God's actions are often unexpected.
甚至是跟我们人的理解是相反。
Even contrary to human understanding.
是很极其的讽刺性的。
So, sometimes even extremely ironic.
神用最坏的事情来成就神最好的计划。
God uses the worst things to accomplish His best plans.
用人眼中睇嚟係軟拙嘅，係軟弱嘅。
He uses what seems foolish and weak in the eyes of man.
喺嗰度嚟彰顯佢嘅智慧同埋能力。
To demonstrate His wisdom and power.
用我哋人無可誇口。
Leaving no room for boasting.
同樣，神亦都用耶穌基督釘喺十字架，世人認為咁愚蠢同埋無能嘅道理。
Similarly, God used the crucifixion of Jesus, a doctrine considered foolish and incompetent by the world.
叫嗰啲自以為聰明同強壯嘅人去羞愧。
To shame those who consider themselves wise and strong.
神當日唔單止藉著摩西嘅母親約基別去生育佢，去養育佢，同埋去保護佢。
God not only used Jochebed, Moses' mother, to give birth to him, feed him, and protect him.
正如我哋今日好多嘅母親一樣。
Just as many mothers do today.
但我哋深信喺摩西斷奶離開佢之前。
But I firmly believe that before Moses was weaned and left his mother,
做母親的一定要將一些他自己覺得認為很重要的東西傳遞給他。
She must have passed on something very important to him.
那個就是他對神的信心。
Which is faith in God.
看到摩西要去記得神是誰，還有摩西自己的身份是誰。
This reminded Moses who he was and who God was.
不單止我提醒摩西他自己是一個以色列人這個這樣的身份。
Not just as his identity as Israelites.
或者說我們記得，要記得我們是中國人，這個這樣的身份。
Or us as Chinese people.
但是我乃要記得是我們在耶穌基督裡面的身份。
But we remember our identity within Jesus.
我們今天我們做母親的去比較是容易去掛慮。
Today, mothers are prone to worry.
這個是神做男做女的不同的地方。
Which is the difference between male and female in creation?
做母親的好像為了擔心她的子女通常沒有教好睡。
They often don't sleep because they are very worried about their children.
每逢子女的健康或者學習出現問題的時候。
Whenever their children have health or academic problem.
或者青少年的反叛的時候。
Or facing teenage rebellion.
或者佢仔女工作，或者佢嘅婚姻有問題嘅時候
，or issues with their work or marriage。
做母親嘅通常會被啲壓力嘅壓透不過氣嚟。
Mother feels overwhelmed。
有一位母親曾經咁樣寫過。
One mother once wrote。
喺咁嘅情況之下，做一個母親，佢顯出佢自己嘅軟弱無能同埋佢嘅不足。
As a mother, I reveal my weakness, incompetence, and inadequacy.
啊，但係亦都喺當中顯出我哋嘅兒女嘅真正嘅需要。
Which also reveals the true needs of our children.
佢話：我哋做母親、做父母嘅，永遠都唔能夠解決曬我哋啲仔女所有嘅問題。
We as parents can never solve all their problems.
啊，做父母唔能夠醫治到佢哋最深嘅嗰個傷口。
Heal their deepest wounds.
啊，唔能夠滿足到佢哋最大嗰個嘅渴求。
Satisfy their greatest desires.
啊，或者拯救到佢哋嘅靈魂。
Or save their soul.
啊，佢話：呢個母親話，與其嘗試靠自己做曬呢一啲嘢
，Rather than trying to do all these things on our own，
神邀請我哋做父母嘅要嚟去認識佢。
God invites us to come to know Him.
你都將我哋嘅兒女帶到嚟神嘅面前。
Bring our children before Him.
啊，好去發掘到哥林多前書十後書第十二章第九節呢句説話嘅意思。
To discover the meaning, the true meaning of Second Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9.
就話就係我個恩典係夠你用嘅。
Which is my grace is sufficient.
因為我個能力喺人嘅軟弱上面顯得完全。
For my power is made perfect in weakness.
身為基督徒的父母，我們應該怎樣教導我們的下一代呢？
As Christian parents, how should we teach our children?
其實他們每天都看著我們所做的事。
In fact, they see what we do every day.
他們聽著我們的口裡面所說的那句話。
They hear what we say every day.
譬如他看著我們怎樣危急的時候，怎樣向主求幫助去信靠神。
For example,How to turn to God and trust in God in times of trouble.
啊，睇到我哋點樣去堅守聖經嘅原則與恨惡罪。
How to uphold biblical principles and hate sin.
啊，睇到我哋點樣唔會因為利益或者實際嘅方便嘅原因而去向罪妥協。
How can we avoid cutting corners with sins for reasons of self-interest or practical convenience?
他們看著我們，當我們跌倒之後，我們向神的去悔改認罪。
How to confess and repent to God after we have stumbled?
看著我們怎樣每個星期主日去參與崇拜，和專心地去聽道。
How to practice in worship and listen attentively to the sermon every Sunday?
現在的小孩很聰明的。
Children today are very smart.
啊，反問你，如果你哋都唔做，點解要我哋做咧？
They'll ask us, "Why should I do what you don't do?"
啊，所以我哋要教嘅唔單止係我哋要糾正佢外邊嘅行為。
We shouldn't just correct them the outward, their outward behavior.
啊，或者你話要做呢啲，或者唔做嗰啲。
Tell them to do this, not to do that.
但係我哋要注重我哋孩子嘅內心嘅改變。
We should focus on nurturing the change in their hearts.
因為我哋人嗰個心態、我哋嘅動機或者我哋嘅價值觀嗰個嘅改變。
For example, a change in our mindset, motivations, and values.
我哋用乜嘢標準嚟衡量個事情嘅對錯咧
？What standard do we use to judge right and wrong?
我哋做人嘅原則係乜嘢咧
？What are our principles for living？
呢個咁樣嘅世界觀
，these worldviews，
好多時候都係我哋從細個聽埋嘅形成嘅。
Are often formed from what we hear。
喺我哋嘅父母啊，我哋老師啊，或者長輩甚至牧師所講嘅嘢。
From our parents, teachers, elders, and pastors。
加上我哋而家個網絡裡面好多個資訊
，and even the information available online every day。
如果係咁樣嘅話
，if that's the case，
你聽邊個講同跟邊個學係咪好重要咧
？Isn't it important who you listen to and who you learn from？
唔係話中國人，你應該跟翻中國人嘅傳統嘅文化嚟做。
It's not about being Chinese and therefore adhering to traditional Chinese culture.
而係問呢啲嘢是否合乎聖經嘅教導咧
？But rather asking whether these practices align with biblical principles.
而事實上只有神才可以改變我們人的心。
In fact, only God can change our hearts.
是聖靈透過神的話語聖經來在人的心裡面做這個改變的工作。
It is the Holy Spirit who works to transform hearts through God's Word.
無論在我們靈修去讀聖經的時候，
whether through devotions, Bible reading,
或者在聽崇拜講道的時候，
or through listening to sermons.
所以我們自己要先让读圣经成为我们生活的优先次序。
Therefore, we should prioritize reading Bible.
这样才可以帮助我们的孩子，也都来渴慕圣经的话语。
So to help our children also thirst for the Bible.
所以尤其在走到那个年幼的时候，
especially when children are young.
让圣经成为他们奠定他们信仰的基础。
Let the Bible lay the foundation of their faith.
同樣，我們都培養這個孩子有這個祈禱的習慣。
And cultivate their habit of prayer.
雖然我們有些人，有些小孩已經長大了。
Even some of our children may be older.
但是這件事祈禱讀聖經從來都不會太遲。
It's never too late.
從細佬哥出世直到他長大。
From birth to adulthood,
撫養孩子從來都不是一件容易的事情。
Raising children is never easy.
很多事情都不是我們能夠去控制。
Many things are beyond our control.
尤其我們今天這個資訊爆炸的環境的裡面。
In today's information saturated world,
比任何的時間它更加需要去常常去祈禱。
We need constant prayer more than ever.
我在祈禱裡面汲取這個逐天的智慧，
to draw upon heavenly wisdom，
讓神去引導做父母的，
allowing God to guide parents，
以堅定以聖經的真理去教導你孩子去走一生的道路，
steadfastly teaching their children the truth，
我們更加要為我們的孩子的救恩去祈禱，
and pray even more for their salvation.
永遠都不會放棄神的約所應許過的。
Never abandon the promise of God's covenant.
好似約基別呢個做母親嘅一樣。
Like Jochebed, the mother.
喺盡咗我哋一切所應當做嘅之後，
having done everything necessary.
雖然啲仔女長大咗，有佢自己嘅主意。
Even though her children are grown up and had their own ideas.
雖然這個潮流的這個好像大水翻騰的在個當中的裡面，
amidst the turbulent currents of life，
我們用做父母用信心將他將這個兒女們交給神，
she entrusted them to God in faith， to God in faith，
去信靠神這個護理的工作，
trusting in his providential work。
我們上一代的父母，
our parents in past generations，
雖然不是每一個父母都是這個樣，
though not every parent was like that，
很多時候用這個責罵或者激上法來教導下一代，
mostly use scolding or reverse psychology to teach their children，
經常都說你沒用的，你這樣都做得不好，
they will say you're useless， you can't even do this，
或者你做得不夠好啊，
You're not good enough.
我們從小我們都很害怕，因為做得不夠好會被父母罵，會被老師罵。
So from a young age, we were afraid of being scolded by our parents and teachers for not doing well enough.
我們每一個的失敗或者被人罵的經歷，使人背起很多不必要的包袱。
So every experience of failure and being scolded burdens us with unnecessary baggage, guilt and shame.
包括罪疚感和羞辱感。
Yeah, burden us with guilt and shame.
變得要規規矩矩、小心翼翼的去做人。
We had to be obedient and cautious.
又要成日去證明自己有用有價值。
Constantly trying to prove our usefulness and value.
其實是很累的。
It was exhausting.
更加壞的。
Even worse，
我們不知不覺地將這些東西經由我們的口再一次傳下去的下一代。
Even worse, we unconsciously pass on these values to through our words onto the next generation.
亦都用同樣嘅方法去對待其他人。
Treating others the same way.
咁樣去對待我哋嘅配偶。
To our spouses.
亦都對其他嘅人有好多嘅批評同埋苛求。
We criticize and make a lot of demands.
好似帶來了很多的傷口，很多破碎的關係。
Causing wounds and broken relationships.
我們有時甚至以為神都是這樣的去對待我們。
Sometimes we even thought God treated us this way.
但是當我們讀聖經的時候，我們看到。
By reading the Bible, we see.
無論在創世記或者是剛才的讀經出埃及記。
In the book of Genesis and Exodus.
神都知道我哋最好嘅。
We see that God knows our best.
神都知道，甚至我哋最差嘅時候。
And He knows even our worst moments.
神嘅兒子耶穌基督都去嚟尋找同埋挽回我哋。
God's Son Jesus Christ come to find and call us.
嚟挽回我，咁同埋我哋嘅仔女們。
And even in our children back.
神會將我哋嘅失敗。
God transforms our failures
他轉成他恩典的見證
into a testimony of His grace.
在這樣才能夠帶來一個真正的醫治和安慰
bring true healing and comfort.
摩西的母親約基別
Moses' mother, Jochebed.
在他最困難的時候他沒有失去了他對神的信心和盼望。
She did not lose faith and hope in God during her most difficult times.
她因着相信神对她的祖先亚伯拉罕的应许。
She believed in God's promise to her ancestor, Abraham.
神即是说神会差派她的拯救者去来拯救以色列人。
That he would send his savior to deliver the Israelites.
这位母亲的信心使到她就算在困难的时候都定睛在耶稣的身上。
This mother's faith kept her focused on God in her difficulties.
她望着她的生命的危险做了一些不可能但是很有勇气的行动。
Leading her to risk her life, to perform seemingly impossible yet courageous acts.
摩西在神救赎的历史里面有一个很重要的地位。
Moses in the Old Testament is a savior sent by, has a very important role.
在这个以后的犹太人，他面临同样亡国和灭族 的时候。
When the Jews later face similar national extinction,
先知都用以往藉着摩西所做的一切来安慰他的子民。
The prophets comforted his people by recalling.
但是摩西并不是他们的救赎主。
By recalling what God had done through Moses, but Moses was not their redeemer.
摩西并不能够去改变人那个罪恶的心。
Moses could not change people's sinful heart.
他也不能够将他从这个罪恶的里面拯救出来。
Nor could he save them from sin.
但是先知预言摩西所預表的尼賽亞會來，有一天會來。
But the prophets foretold the coming of the Messiah.
是比摩西更加大的先知，他會施行更加大的拯救。
A greater prophet than Moses, who would bring greater salvation.
神的兒子耶穌基督他來到。
The coming of Jesus, God's Son.
是神和人之間的那個中保。
Is the true mediator between God and humanity.
耶稣基督在十字架上做的代赎。
Jesus' atonement on the cross.
他的死和复活。
His death and resurrection.
将他的子民从罪恶、死亡和在神的愤怒当中去拯救出来。
Which saves his people from sin, death and God's wrath.
所以耶稣是我们真正可以尽靠的救主。
So he is who we can truly trust.
所以希伯来书的作者在第十二章第二节叫我们去就说我要我们仰望那位为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
So Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 tells us to look into Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
無論我哋今日係喺有幾困難嘅境況嘅裏面。
No matter how difficult our circumstances may be today,
我哋要堅定嘅相信嚇，神係信實嘅，佢一定會應允我哋嘅祈禱。
Keep on believing, firmly believing that God is faithful.
神喺有佢嘅美意。
God has His good purpose.
羅馬書八章第二十八節佢話。
Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says.
我哋曉得啊，萬事都互相效力，要愛神嘅人去得到益處。
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him.
跟住佢又話，因為無論是生是死
，because neither death nor life，
都唔能夠叫我哋同神嘅愛去隔絕。
Will not be able to separate us from the love of God.
呢個愛係就喺我哋嘅主耶穌基督嘅裏面。
This love of God in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我哋一齊嚟祈禱。
Let's pray.
天父，我哋嚟到你嘅面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you.
我信，但係我哋信不足。
I believe you, but my faith is little.
只有在你裏面
As long as I'm within you
才能夠有真正的拯救和安慰
I can have the true salvation and comfort
求主俾做父母的
May you give us as parents
當他們教養孩子的成長的裏面能夠有力量和有智慧
That we may have strength and wisdom in raising our children.
就喺我哋今日好多喺困難當中去經過嘅人。
Help us who's among is struggling in life.
能夠都將我哋眼睛放定睛喺你嗰度。
We can fix our eyes upon you.
能夠堅定嘅相信神，你必去看顧我哋。
To firmly believe that you will watch over us.
我哋咁一齊嚟祈禱，係奉主耶穌基督嘅名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.